This week on Vikings Game Plan, celebrate the preseason home opener. The Buffalo Bills are in town, and the Vikings are ready to rock the dome. On this show, Antoine Winfield talks defense, meet new defensive coordinator Alan Williams, and general manager Rick Spielman breaks down the offensive line. Game planning for improvement that eventually leads to success. Vikings Game Plan starts now. Hello and welcome to Vikings Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen. Game Plan is presented by Sports Authority, and tonight is preseason game number 2. It's the home opener from Mall of America Field against the Buffalo Bills, and a few things for which you should be watching include continued improvement from starting quarterback Christian Ponder. Also, the defense doing a better job against the run compared to the San Francisco game, and this is the land of opportunity. Off 3 wins last year, there are many jobs open. Terrific position battles to be had this evening. Here are some quick hitters to start. Despite the loss a week ago, quarterback Christian Ponder looked very good. His first pass went for 52 yards to Stephen Burton, and against maybe the NFL's best overall defense. Christian also led the team on 2 scoring drives. The first was capped by a 39-yard field goal by rookie kicker Blair Walsh. The kid kicker from Georgia went 2 for 2 on field goals and also boomed every kickoff deep into the end zone. Stars Jared Allen, Kevin Williams, Antoine Winfield, and Percy Harvin did not play and are expected to debut this evening. Adrian Peterson was removed from the physically unable to perform list a week ago. The gut feeling is the game's best back will play week 1 against Jacksonville. Matt Khalil, the first round pick by the Minnesota Vikings in the most recent draft, he definitely played against the San Francisco 49ers. General manager Rick Spielman joined Vikings Game Plan and analyzed his performance.
Thought he did very well for the first time. Gave up a little bit of pressure on his outside, but overall you see his foot quickness, you see his ability to sustain in space, you see him come out after people in the run game. So thought for an opening ball game and his first professional game, he looked very well.
What about the first offensive line overall? You reconfigured it, 3/5 of the guys are new. Overall, cohesiveness-wise, how did it perform?
You know, that's going to continue to build. We didn't see a lot of different things that we're probably going to see in the regular season, but you can see those guys working together. You've seen, Charlie a little bit, what he's going to look like at left guard, and Sully was solid, and then Brandon Fusco really did a nice job this week stepping up. You see the athletic skills, you see the strength, you see him continuing to develop and get better, but that's going to be an ongoing process as those guys work together for the first time, this game, and then that'll continue through the preseason and regular season.
Your right guard, Brandon Fusco, second year of Division II Slippery Rock. In the Redskins game last year, the game where Adrian got hurt, as you have told me, he played extensively and played extremely well, which clearly put him in this spot into the offseason. What are some things you like about Brandon Fusco?
You got to give credit to Jeff Davidson and the coach on the offensive line, because he has the ability, and it's just the matter of developing these guys. And the game's starting to slow down for him. He's starting to see the blitzes and the different pressure packages, and all that comes with experience. And you put that along with his athletic skill set, we feel we got a pretty good chance at having a pretty good offensive guard.
So in trying to find receivers who play, as you say, outside the numbers, like Jerome Simpson, who's not going to play the first 3 games, does having a game like that by Stephen Burton, does that elevate him a little bit?
You want to see guys go out there and perform when they get their opportunity, and there's a lot of competition, and Leslie and our coaching staff will decide who's going to step in and play opposite of Percy in that opening game. But we have some very good young receivers. Michael Jenkins and Devin Rochemdou are solid vets, so we'll see how it all shakes out.
Kyle Rudolph, I know you're high on him, second year from Notre Dame, hamstring injury in the rearview mirror, 2 catches, including a really nice one on 3rd and 4. What will happen to his game when John Carlson returns?
When you have 2 tight ends that defensive can't just focus on one or try to take one out of the game. When you have tight ends that have that receiving ability that can make mismatches and create mismatches in the back end of their defense. It not only helps our young quarterback because it gives him options, but you got to try to, hopefully the defense is going to have to pick their poison. We're going to cover him. We're going to cover Carlson, Percy Harvin. We're going to key on Adrian Peterson. So that's the intent, hopefully, that we have enough playmakers around that we can spread the ball around.
From a general manager's perspective, what do you look for tonight off the first week?
You just want to see guys continue to improve. And, you know, we look back, we graded everybody, we've had personnel meetings. We would say we need to see this guy step up and do it. This guy did good. Can he continue to sustain since he's opened our eyes? Can he continue to build off what he's already accomplished? So there's still a lot of roster spots being battled for, and that'll continue through the rest of the preseason.
What were some of your concerns off the first preseason game?
You know, it just was good to get out there we've been down in Mankato here. This is just finished up our third week. I know the players were excited to get out of Mankato and go hit someone else. There was some jitters and some, you know, guys for the first time getting out there and getting in an NFL game. So we just want to continue to see if we can progress and get ready for that Jacksonville game.
From the obvious to the obscure, I know Marcus Sherrill's played a key role at times for you last year, and he can return punts. But it looked from afar like he had a pretty good debut at San Francisco. Is that accurate?
Yeah, he did a great job. He played outside. He played over the slot. He did some punt return. He did some kickoff return. He's had a very good camp, and we've got a great battle going on in that secondary. We feel we have a lot of depth back there and guys jockeying for a position. But every time you put on the tape, Marcus is in the right spot. He's doing the right things. You might say he's not fast enough or big enough or strong enough, but he continues to make plays every time he gets an opportunity.
When Vikings game plan returns, we catch up with veteran cornerback Antoine Winfield. Let's see how much tread is left on those tires, according to 26. That's next.
Vikings game plan is presented by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. By Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. And by Miller Lite, the official beer sponsor of the Minnesota Vikings.
Remember the good old days? The rookie?
I wasn't starting as a rookie. What is that rule? He can cut.
If he's engaged, I can cut him?
Yeah, Jason Lyman, you can
only
cut.
Only a running back
plays.
Can't cut if you're engaged, right?
Have fun?
Yeah.
Have fun.
Kind of want to stay in there, you know?
Yeah.
Just getting in the groove.
Right.
What do you say?
When I'm out here warming up and I hear this big ruckus and you're in the stands with your family.
Sitting on my dad.
You got a game.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Jeez.
You're in the NFL.
Is your daddy the big show? Is your daddy the big show?
My daddy the big show? No.
No,
who said that?
I said it again.
Harrison, let's have a good day, kid. Let's go. Hey, over six, ready?
It's that easy, huh?
Hey, just like that.
One play, one sack.
No, I hit him. But I had my head down, kind of. I just felt like I shrunk about 2 inches, dude. Wide open. Wide open. 23 sky. Ready? Got it. Close right. Close right. Tyler, me and you. Get up. Oh, yeah?
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the Sports Authority Player Breakdown, and one of our very best has joined us. One of the best overall cornerbacks in the NFL, Antoine Winfield, is on Vikings Game Plan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
How much tread's left on the tire?
Whew, we'll see. You know, right now I'm taking a year to year.
It can't be we'll see. You're supposed to say it's not bald, it's completely good.
Oh, absolutely. I'm good to go. I'm very excited about the season. Looking forward to playing this Friday night.
Before you were lost last year, through five, you were averaging about 7.5 tackles a game, had a tackle for loss a game. game, a pick.
Mm-hmm.
You're on your way to a good season, weren't you?
I was, but, you know, unfortunately had that little neck injury and then came back the Green Bay game, broke the collarbone, so it's a pretty tough year for me.
Your role in training camp diminished a little bit to take some reps off you. Do you think it'll be like that when we play Jacksonville, or are you full-time cornerback guy?
I'm hoping I'm out there every snap. You know, we'll see during the year, later in the season. I'm sure I'll take a few reps off, but as far as Jacksonville, I'll be out there.
What's different about this team compared to some of the last several teams that you've played on?
The experience. We have a lot of young guys, especially in the secondary. I was looking at the roster. This is year 14 for me, and all the other cornerbacks are 3 and under, so it's a huge gap.
Do they call you granddaddy?
Sometimes, you know, when I let the hair grow in, it goes gray. So
last one. Do you help anybody learn how to properly watch film?
Absolutely. You know, during the season, the coaches do a good job of breaking it down. But even during the week, like either a Monday night or a Tuesday night, the guys will come to my house and we'll go over some things and try to cheat a little bit.
Next, we sit down with defensive coordinator Alan Williams and talk about what he's looking for out of the Vikings defense tonight. Stick around. Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Big preseason home opener this evening versus the Buffalo Bills, and thanks to Menards. New defensive coordinator Alan Williams joins Vikings Game Plan. Alan, Paul Allen, how you been?
Great. Great to be here.
First defensive performance versus San Francisco. What you think?
Not quite what we wanted in terms of rush defense.
On all levels?
On all levels, yes. We got some things that we wanted. Guys ran to the ball. They hustled extremely hard, but I'm not sure how smart we played in terms of getting in the gaps, taking proper pursuit angles. But that's what practice is for. That's what the preseason's for, and we look to correct it each day as we move on.
So, Alan, when you look back at the 49ers tape early in the game and you realize Kevin Williams, Jared Allen, and Antoine Winfield did not play, obviously it would have been different, maybe not complete shutdown. Antoine Winfield, obviously the best run-stopping corner in the NFL. Do you put that into the evaluation, or is that unacceptable because it's an excuse?
Not at all. We want to develop the mentality that it's all about who's on the field, not necessarily who's off the field. Yep. And we want to have the next man up mentality. If a guy is not playing in the ball game and he's out for whatever reason, the next guy that comes in, he has to play winning football. He doesn't have to be the guy that he's replacing. We want him to be who he is, but that guy, we want to play winning football and have expectations that they will come in and do their job.
Land of opportunity around here. A lot of position battles all throughout the team, specifically defensively. What are some that intrigue you most on your side of the ball?
Well, really all over. Now that LaTroy is gone, we have Fred in there and playing at the nose, and we're looking forward to seeing how he does against good competition. At the linebacker position, we have Aaron and Marvin Mitchell, who both are doing extremely well at the will linebacker position. So we'll see how that battle develops. And then at the safety spot, we have guys that are really performing and doing well. We have Harrison Smith,
yeah.
Jamarcus Stanford. We have Mistral. So the battles are hard and furious, and
yeah.
We'll see how it shakes out once it's all done with.
Do you have any characters defensively like Chris Cluey and Colin Leffler for the special teams group?
None quite like that,
no?
But we have some that would challenge. Jared is a character all in itself.
Yeah, no doubt about it. From a linebacker standpoint, your rookie from North Carolina State, Audie Cole, jumped up all over the place at the end of the game. You know, granted, it's the back part of your defense against the back part of their offense, but nevertheless, he still made a lot of plays.
Well, you know what? You have to control what you can control. You can't control who's out there playing. All you can control is what you do when you come out and you get a chance to perform in the ball game. And Audie made the best of his situation. And what we always say, give a guy 2 reps and see if he can perform. And if he does, give him 2 more. And so Audie did that. And so we'll look to see what he can do the next time he gets in the ball game.
Alan, is there any form of defensive identity that maybe for the fans watching now? We got Buffalo tonight, and then San Diego. That'll be a real game for really the entire game, but certainly through the first half with the ones. And then you play Houston, but then you play Jacksonville September 9th. Is there an Alan Williams defensive identity that maybe we can look for?
Yes. We want to be aggressive. We want to be we want guys to hustle to the football. And they're really just 3 things that we're looking for. We're looking for guys to play fast. We're looking for guys to play situational, smart football. And we're looking for guys to execute when they have a chance to do that. And if they do that, you'll see a Vikings football team, a Vikings defense that fans like to watch and they'll be proud of.
Last question, thanks to Best Buy. It's a question for the coach, Allison in Minneapolis. Thank you. What does rookie Harrison Smith need to show over the next few preseason games to earn a starting role?
That seems like that's the question of the month.
But, first-round pick.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What we want him to do is show that when he has a chance to make a play, that he can do that consistently. And so far he's doing that, and we look to see if he can do that game after game, practice after practice. And if he does that, I think the Vikings fans will see a lot of Harrison on the football field.
Congratulations on the job, and mm-hmm. Look forward to watching your team play. Still to come, we take a sneak peek at a cool new look at the Vikings and get the winning formula for tonight's game. It's all next on Vikings Game Plan.
Vikings Game Plan is presented by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. By Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. And by Miller Lite, the official beer sponsor of the Minnesota Vikings.
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, presented by Sports Authority. You know, we have a new TV show called Beyond the Gridiron. It's a Vikings Entertainment Network production. We're very proud of it. Scheduling information, by the way, at Vikings.com. It's an all-access look to everything Minnesota Vikings football related. This week, learn more about Harrison Smith and Matt Khalil and the acclimation process to Minnesota and less heralded rookies like Audie Cole and Trevor Guyton. Take a look.
You know, it's been going really well. You know, having a lot of veterans, you know, especially on the offensive side and on the offensive line, you know, Charlie Johnson, you know, John Sullivan, you know, Phil Loholt, you know, they've been a big help to me, kind of preparing me, you know, what to expect, you know, in practice and in games. And actually haven't missed a beat. I think we kind of blend together really well, and I think we'll have a solid group.
Good young player, you know, works hard. He's seems like he's, you know, really invested in the game, has a football family, and you can tell it. So I'm excited to be able to play with him and bookend with him.
That's one of the classics in there. Old school, Gladiator, Out Cold. Very underrated movie, Out Cold. Also, favorite of all time, the animated Robin Hood.
Over Will, 1 week, ready? Close left, close left!
It's that easy, man.
Hey, just like that.
We'll play one today.
Beyond the Gridiron, another Vikings Entertainment Network production. Absolutely fantastic. For scheduling information, please go to Vikings.com. And speaking of the Vikings Entertainment Network and Vikings.com, writer Mike Wabshaw joins us now. This is the Verizon winning formula, where we close the show each and every week trying to find routes to wins within the game. When we do this in the regular season, it will be how can the Vikings win the game. But during the preseason, the wins and losses don't necessarily matter that much. It's wins within the games. Like last week, in no particular order, Christian Ponder's improvement, Toby Gerhardt's running, Blair Walsh's kicking, wins within the 11-point loss. Buffalo tonight, offensively, find us a win.
Offensively, I think it's scoring touchdowns. You mentioned Blair Walsh as a win last week. Two field goals for Blair, did really well, but that's because the offense stalled in the plus side of the field. So what we want to do, finish those drives with touchdowns. If Christian Ponder can find Kyle Rudolph or can find Stephen Burton in the end zone, yeah, that's a win for the offense.
Outside of Rudolph, maybe Burton. Burton got loose on that 52, and it was really nice. Rudolph, Carlson, Percy Harvin, those will be three guys who you would look to receive touchdowns inside the 10. Am I missing anybody?
No, I don't think so. If Michael Jenkins makes this roster, he's the veteran in that wide receiver room.
Yeah.
We saw Christian Ponder stick a touchdown on the Packers to Michael Jenkins late in that game last year. I think he's a guy you can look to in the red zone just because of his size. But Kyle Rudolph, I mean, he's the red zone target du jour every week.
Verizon winning formula, defense.
You know, defensively, those run fits, we gave up too many rushing yards, I think, in the first half, in the whole game, really, but specifically in the first half, we saw Kaepernick get loose for a long touchdown. I think that defensive line, they want to be more gap sound, have gap integrity. That's coach speak, but basically it's, yeah, stay in your lane. If you're a defensive player, don't react to fakes. Stay in your lane, stay disciplined, and those run yards are not going to happen against this defense.
Blair Walsh, rookie kicker from Georgia, 2 of 2 last Friday against San Francisco, also had 3 really, really impressive kicks on kickoffs. That was a win within the game, within the loss. What about tonight? Win within the game.
Well, we're back inside at Mall of America Field, so I think that's Chris Cluey time. You know, I'm not going to blame him too much for his performance. I think he would tell you, I need to be better. But he's playing at Candlestick Park. I mean, that's a tough place to kick and punt. We're back inside at Mall of America Field, so I think you're going to see some punts inside the 20. Specifically, Chris Cluey kind of aims for that 10-yard line and wants the opponent to fair catch it right there. So if we can see Chris Cluey do that once or twice, we know he's on the right track.
Excellent job.
Thanks, Paul.
Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. For all of us here with the Vikings Entertainment Network and Vikings Game Plan, thanks for watching.